USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The big lie being told by the former president and many Republicans who fear his wrath is that the insurrection in this country actually took place on Election Day, November 3rd.
The Biden administration used a moment to sell its voting legislation currently up for debate. Weather forecasters are reporting a quick-moving storm traveling into the Northeast could strengthen into winter season's first bomb cyclone Friday, dumping up to 6 inches of snow in New York City. The storm is expected to blanket the tri-state area. Kazakhstan's president said Friday he ordered his troops to shoot and kill without warning in an effort to strike down anti-government protests that have been raging for nearly a week. President Tokayev dismissed calls from abroad for negotiations as stupidity and vowed to crush the demonstrators. He has welcomed in Russian soldiers to help him. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, and it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th, and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Can the federal government force you to put things into your body? That's the debate going on at the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court will soon decide whether the White House can make healthcare workers and employees of large businesses get vaccinated. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry appears on Fox News and describes what exactly this case will decide.
Can the federal government force you into a medical procedure? And that's what's at stake. Because if that is the case, then we are no longer sovereign individuals. We are basically serfs of the federal government. I think that we then end on a very, very slippery slope.
Louisiana is one of over a dozen states suing the federal government over these vaccine requirements. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
20 of Yellowstone National Park's renowned gray wolves roamed away from the park and were shot by hunters in recent months. The predators were reintroduced to the region more than 25 years ago. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Biden administration compared January 6th to the thousands killed on December 7th, 1941, again made the comparison to the thousands killed on September 11th, 2001. The hard sell to the American people Thursday was another missed opportunity to bring unity to this country. As the mostly partisan January 6th commission continues to investigate, it should be noted that no one has been charged with insurrection. A member of that panel, Republican Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming, gives Fox News her opinion on Biden's speech.
There were a number of things that they said that I agreed with. I think when you look at what happened and at the attack that happened on January 6th, I think it's different from what happened on 9/11, different from Pearl Harbor. Obviously, 3,000 Americans died in each of those events. Each of those attacks. But this was a mob that was summoned by and provoked by the President of the United States in an effort to stop the counting of electoral votes, which is a constitutional process. And so I do think the attacks are very different. I think there is a grave threat, certainly, to our system, to our constitutional institutions. And I think we have to set partisanship aside and party politics aside to get to the bottom of what happened and make sure that it doesn't happen again.
Aaron Babbitt, the husband of Air Force veteran Ashley Babbitt, the only person shot and killed that day, says Capitol Police Lieutenant Michael Byrd needs to be held accountable for the execution. Babbitt said he is preparing a lawsuit against the government. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.